Okay, we're up to Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're up to the Mishnah. HaChoyresh Kol Shehu. The person plows the smallest amount. He's chayav of the Melacha Deraisa of Charisha. HaChoyresh is when you dig, you soften the earth. HaMenachesh. No, it's good. Menachesh, the sound? No, it's good. Oh, the sound, no. HaMenachesh is weeding. You pull out weeds from the ground. The HaMikarsem, Karsem is you cut off the tree hard branches, dead branches which are not productive to the tree. HaMezored is where you cut out of the ground, you uproot from the ground shoots, young shoots which are not productive to the development of the surrounding tree. In all of these examples, the shiri is called Shehu Chayiv. Let's see the Rashi. I believe they're all part of one is Choresh and the other two are part of Zoreah. The other three, the first two Choresh is number one, and the other three Menachesh, Mekarsim, Hamazarin, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, are, let's see the Rashi. What's Mekarsim? Mekarsim is Koitzetz Anofim Yveshim and Elon Lesaknoi. You cut off dry branch on the tree Lesaknoi, Mazarid, Zridin Lachim, moist shoots, Chadoshim, Shoshana Zo, Upe'amim Shehem Merubim, sometimes there are many, Machishim Ha'im. And they weaken the tree, and they cause the tree to dry, and therefore we cut them from the tree. Okay, so all these examples, four different types of examples. Choresh, Menachesh is pruning. So pruning, when you prune even healthy branches. Pruning is where you have a tree, and there are healthy branches, but you don't want you want to preserve the strength for the major branches. So you cut those branches. So Menachesh, I believe, is a telada of Zoreah. Let me take a quick look over here. It says here in the parish, HaMenachesh, Toilish Asad Meroyim Mitoch HaSav, says the grass. Menachesh over here is, says not branches, it means grass. And, okay, it's this he says over here. Okay, it appears that this is Zoreah. Others seem to appear that this is Choifer. This is okay. It's not really clear which Malach. I believe it's Zoreah. Okay, and then we have Mekarsem is the branch that are dry, and Mezarid is you uproot the young shoots. So all of these things, the halacha is Kol Shuchai. Next, Hamalakid Eitzim in new halacha. If a person collects wood, a new halacha, you're collecting wood. What is your intent? Im Lasaki, and if your intent is by removing the wood from the ground, you want to masake in the tree. Look at Rashi, masake in it. So Elon Oyes Akarka, you cut from the ground. So then the shiri is called Shehen. Im Lehesik, if your intent is you want to take this wood that you cut from the ground to use it for a fire, you want to use this piece of wood for a bonfire, then the shiri is, we learned this in the past, the Levashel Beit Sakala, you must have enough firewood in order to roast a Beit Sakala Shel Tarnagoyles, the sheer Gregeres of a Beit Sakala, in order to cook, to roast, to make a scrambled egg. What? Because hard boil takes longer. You don't need that much fuel. Fuel is precious. You don't need so much. Just a small amount of water in order to make a scrambled egg. It takes a lot less heat to make a scrambled egg than it does to make a hard boiled egg. So you break open the egg and you extract from the egg a gregaris, which is less than the full egg. I'm not exactly sure if it's half the egg, less than half the egg. A gregaris is like a dried fig's worth of an egg, and you basically make a scrambled egg that size. The levashel beitza kala period. Hamalakeit asavim. If you go, you gather grass im lasakim. If the reason why you're gathering the grass is to beautify the field. The shear is kol shehu because you have softened the earth. That's the malacha. Now, what's the malacha deraisa? What's the malacha? I think it's boyne. I'm not exactly sure the malacha. You masakin the karka. It's all chayrid. It's either let's leave over here. Rashi, I'm lacking that. So I'm looking over here on the parish. It must have came b'shul l'sak the kafshun l'kiyem yasavim b'mishereitz l'zoyra. Chay b'shul chayresh. Okay, so the parish here it says if the reason why you want to make the limb beautiful, you chay b'shul chayresh. Over here on the parish it says why charisha. That's all it says. So the melacha is charisha. In the behema, if the reason why you're pulling out the grass because you want to prepare animal food, you want to prepare dinner for your animal, the shear is going to be kimaloi piagdi. The shear is the amount of grass you need to feed to put into the mouth of a gedi, of a small animal.
This shear of kosher,
yeah,
it's confusing tonight. His
one grass.
His target is to mow the lawn. He wants to finish, he wants to do...
No, that's not what it's saying. That's not what it's saying. The sakin is not to mow the lawn. The sakin here, according to the Mefarsha, means you want to plant. So and when you plant, you can't, right, you can't have anything over here. It has to be barren.
He wants to plant, so it has to be barren. So until it's barren, he hasn't done his machshava of what he wanted to do.
Because there's more to do. So, but it's saying that's the chiddush.
The chiddush is... There's a thousand things he has to pull out.
Okay, that's part of the chiddush. That's part of the chiddush that you don't need to do the entire process. We're going to see on the next page when it comes to weaving a garment. If you weave a garment, if you do even one stitch or two stitches, we'll see the shiurim yichayif. Why? But the garment's not complete. You can't wear it. Yes.
Shava was the whole garment.
No, so that's exactly the point. We're going to have it in the Gemara. You don't have to do the entire thing. It depends. You have to do a significant act, but it does not need to be the entire thing. It just means part of the process. Let me give you an example. The classic example is weaving a garment. Weaving a garment is a long process. It takes a few days to finish the garment. As long as you've done something constructive in the garment, 2-3 stitches, I have contributed towards the completion of the garment. That's sufficient.
Wow.
So sitting over here, you have a football field. It's a massive football field, MetLife, and you have to go and pull out all those little grass, there are about a million of them. I pull out one. I've contributed towards the course.
Mm-hmm.
How long will it take me to complete at this pace? Forever. But I've done a significant action. That's exactly the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara over here says, we learn over the years of Mishnah, Choyresh Kol Shu. Yeah?
How come the Lashon of the Mishnah is, a Malachit Eitzim, in the Sakin Kol Shehim,
Okay, I don't really answer. I don't know. Shehin is lashon lekeva. Hamalakeit eitzim im l'sakein kol shehin. So maybe l'sakein. It's modifying the word l'sakein lashon lekeva. Then it's kol shehin in lehesik. Or then when it says over here, the other place it says kol shu, you have to see where it there's also l'sakein. I do not know the answer. I guess there's some grammatical reason. I'm sure there's a reason, but I don't know. I don't know. Especially Mishnayis. You know, Mishnayis, the language, the complexity of the Hebrew language in the Mishnayis is on a very high level. There's a lot of beauty. If you want to learn a real Hebrew, learn Mishnayis and study the vocabulary, the way the words are used. They're used in very sophisticated writing in the Mishnah. Extremely sophisticated use of language, and there must be a reason to Mishnah why Lehain Kol Shehu. I do not know the answer. L'maychas. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah Choresh. The shear is called Shu. What's the shear of plowing is the smallest amount. The Gemara says why? There always must be the Yisoides, like what you were saying. Even though the part of the process is to do a much larger amount, but if you do a small amount, you have contributed to the cause. But there's a condition. The condition is since elsewhere, this is significant. Show me an example where plowing, even a small amount, is significant, that we can now say that what you have done is significant, even though it's not the complete amount that you want to do. Where do we find plowing a small amount is choshev. L'may chazi, the Gemara is chazi, l'bizra dekara. A pumpkin seed. Sometimes people plant a single pumpkin seed. That's all they want to do. That's a day's job. I go out to the field, I plant one pumpkin seed. One pumpkin seed will produce one pumpkin, and a pumpkin is something significant. So how much do you have to plow the ground to plant the pumpkin seed? Even the smallest amount. Lebizra dekara, the chavosega of a Mishkan. Where do we find a precedent for this in the Mishkan? Tshakein roi lekaleach echad, one stalk shel samonim. If they wanted to make an ingredient, they needed an ingredient in order to make the dyes. plants, and they need a certain type of herb, so they would plant even one stalk. They would have to plow the ground in order to plant one little seed in order to produce a single stalk to be mashlim the amount that they needed. So we do have a precedent in the Mishkan, even a small charisha kolshu is significant. Next, hamenachesh, v'hamekarsiv, v'hamezarei. We learn in the Mishkan three different examples of zareya. Three examples of planting. Number one, you go and you pull out the grass, even moist grass, because you don't want, you want to be mechazik the other little big grasses. The dry branches. V'hamezareid are young, fresh shoots that are coming out of a tree from the bottom of the tree that are going to weaken the rest of the tree. Turn up on them. Hatoilish ulshin. Ulshin are endives. V'hamezareid zirodim. We go and you pull out of the ground shoots, especially if palm tree shoots. So we have different shoots. Then the shear to be chayiv is you are dry the mouth, which is to a dry fig. You want to feed your animals. Enough to fit into the mouth of a small animal. For firewood. Today, in order to cook, to roast a gergeris of a beitza shel tarnagoilas. Now the Rashi explains that when these shoots come out of the ground, when they are very, very young, they're fresh, they're new, they're very, very soft, and they're fit for human consumption. When they get a bit hotter, they are no longer fit for human consumption, but they're fit for animal consumption. And when they become very hard, they're not fit for humans, not fit for animals, they're only fit for firewood. So that's why it says over here, the three different stages of what is your intent. What stage have these shoots developed? If they're very soft, your intent is for food, then the shoot is going to be gregarious. If they're just a little bit harder, it's going to be kinlopi agdi. If it's a little bit harder, only fit for firewood, it's going to be Im liyapas, category number four. Im liyapas esakarka. If you want to get rid of it because you want to soften the earth so that you can plant there, then the shir is kol shehein. Now the moist akasha, wait a minute. Even if your intent is, let's say, the larger shir, you want to go cook. That's why you're gathering it for wood. And you're pulling these things out of the ground because you want to go cook, so the shir is going to be the shir beit sakala shaltar the goilis. But isn't it a psik resha? In the process of pulling out a piece of wood, you're also beautifying the land. You're softening the land, and now in the future you're going to be able to plow, you're going to be able to plant this land. So why, even though your intent may be that you want to go use this piece of wood for the wood you're collecting for firewood, but in the process you're beautifying the land, you're softening the land in preparation for plowing, and the shear should automatically be a kolshu. So atu kulu lo liyapos akarkoninu. So the Gemara says, in a chanami, rabba, v'rav yosef, temetravayo, ba'agam, shemu, in a chanami, you're going in a swamp. In a swamp, you could not care less about the beautification. You have no intent to plant in a swamp. The male in Echnami, in this case, there is no beautification, there is no preparation for planting. Abaya Omar? No. Afilutema Besode, the Lavagam, it's not a swamp, it's your own personal land, which maybe one day you will plant here, but going in a case where that's not your intent. I have no kavana for this. Adovar Sha'enoi Mischavein, Uchagoin Duloi Kamachavein, since that's not my intent. My intent is to collect the wood for firewood, and I'm not thinking about what's going to be that's going to beautify the land. The male you pot the dover shayna mischavin. There is a kash, but what do you mean? Even though it's not your kavana, but it's a psikresha. The abaya v'rava, the yamri chavaya mudra b'shem b'psikresha v'lo yamus. If you cut off the head of the chicken, it's not going to die. Even though it's not your intent, but it's inevitable that the land's going to be now prepared for plowing, for planting. So the Gemara says it's not a psikresha. You know why? The loy loy tzricha d'kavid ba'ara d'chavrei. It's not my property. It's an incredible chiddush of what it means the psikresha. It's not my property. It belongs to my friend. So as far as I'm concerned, I couldn't kill us. The mercy and incredible insight. Now when it comes to psik resha, it's not a matter of mitzias. It's a matter of, do I have benefits? So since in this, so in other words, it's not a melechas machsheves. It's true. When I pull out this weed, from the ground, the land is now going to be improved. But as far as I'm concerned, I get no benefit out of this. Why not? It's not my property. I'm anyway not going to plant here. Oh, but my friend is going to get benefit. What do I care? I don't care about him. It's not my property. I don't have any monetary benefit. So even though it's not melech machsheves, so there's a different. It's a very difficult sugya. Rashi says, "Lo ich besle liyapas." You don't care. If you notice, there's over here a little circle with a line. That's our Kiva Eger. He has a Tzarechin from another Gemara. But there's a very big chiddush being said in the Gemara. There's a very big chiddush in the way Rashi learns the Gemara. I don't know too many details, but he was saying a chiddush. Even in the dinim of psik resha, you must at least have some degree of satisfaction. You do something, I don't care. That's not my intent. My intent is this and not that. So, normally, I'm potter. Because that's not what I'm thinking. Oh, but it's a psik resha. If it has to happen, then you're chayif. But there's another condition. Why? Because I'm not thinking about it. That's not my intent. But it's happening. And no, it happened. Not bad. I'll take it. I'll put the money in the bank. Not bad. I do derive benefit. I wasn't planning on this benefit, and the benefit happened against my will, and the benefit has to happen. Knew that it happened. Okay, so there's more money in the bank. Not bad. But if I couldn't care less, I mamish couldn't care less. For example, it's not my property. It belongs to my friend. And I don't care. It's not my intent. My intent is firewood. I'm not having kavana liyapa isakarka. Even though it's a psik resha, it's going to happen. The karka is going to be beautified. It's going to be prepared for planting. But I derive no benefit. That's already not a problem of psik resha. So it's an incredible insight to walk away from today, at least from the way you learned more on a very simple level, that there are times where you have a davashay mischavin, which is a psik resha, and it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's mamish loyich mislay. I don't care about it. How could it be loyich mislay? So you can't generalize. You gotta be very careful. The Gemara said that in this situation where the land does not belong to you, it belongs to your friend, and you have no right, no benefit in planting in this land, that is called a psik resha. I couldn't care less about, and the mele you're going to be, it's going to be mutter, you're not going to be chai for the sheer, I'm not going to be mutter, but you're not going to be chai for the sheer of kol shehu, you're only going to be chai when you have the sheer of lehesik of kedev levash leitzakal of atana goyles. Okay, new gemar. A kaitsev shteyosiyoi spain bimini ben a small person. He writes two letters. Spain bimini, whether you use your right hand, right, you're a righty, or you're a lefty, use your left hand. Ben a small. Wow, wait a minute. What are you doing? You're using your. It doesn't say that you're a lefty. I take that back. I mean, I slipped. You're using your right, so you're a righty. We're assuming now that roiv oilam, you're a righty, and you write two letters, and you're using your left hand. Really? That's shloi kederech. Shloi kederech, yichayiv for writing? Klachayan, yichayiv? What's going on here? That's going to be the Mor's Kash, but just keep that in mind. Ben bi, min ben mismol, ben mishem echad, whether you write two letters, same letters. Aleph, aleph. Ben mishtei shemas. You write aleph, beis. Two different letters. Aleph, beis. I wrote either aleph, aleph, or aleph, beis. Ben mishtei samonios, two inks. I wrote one letter in black ink, one of those pens those kids have, all the four different color pens, four different colors, black, blue, green, red, right? So you write one letter in black, and then you switch, you press the button, and you write the other second letter in red. So it's two different inks. One is black, one is red. Yechayiv. Bein mishnes samonios. Two different inks, two different colors. B'chol loshoin. Lav dafka. Do you need to write in Hebrew? Even if you write in English, Greek, or any language, any script. He disagrees. Rabbi Yossi is coming to be chaylik on the Tanakam. He says you don't need to write letters. You, the Tanakam, says you must write at least an aleph, a base, the letter A, the letter B, alpha, beta, gamma. You got to write some letter that is acknowledged to be part of a script of a language. I disagree. Even if you make two simonim, you make a mark, two small marks. You make a check. A check is not a letter. It's a mark, a check. Two checks. Because you want those two checks to indicate that these two beams shall be, you make your sukkah next year. So instead of writing 1, 2, 3, 4 and all the beams, you have some type of a simon. You make a little mark, a little X, a little type of dot, indicates that these two panels go next to each other on the sukkah. When you put the sukkah back each other next year, it's enough. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, I disagree. The only reason you have when you write two letters, it's not because you wrote a letter. You don't need a letter. A letter is a very complex, ksiva. It's a form, it's a very unique tsura to define. This is an aleph, not a beis, not a gimel, not a dalet. Ela mishum roshem, you make an impression. Shekein kaisiv al krasha mishkan, because in the mishkan, they will be mechaber the krashen. The mishkan, that was zoiche, the keresh, that was zoiche to be in the kodesh hakodashim, always should be in the kodesh hakodashim. The keresh that was towards the south should be in the south. You always want to keep the krashen in the right place in order to give cover to the krashen, not to be mezalzel in the cover of the keresh. So how do they make sure they put the krashen back in the same place the next time when they erected it? They made marks on the krashen. So they made a mark. It wasn't because they wrote a letter. Maybe they wrote a letter, but it's not because they needed to write a letter. They needed to make a mark to indicate where the krashen go. Shekein kaismal krashen mishkan leida eze ben zugam melo. When you write a letter on Shabbos, that's the makarfik siva, and that does not require us to write mamish a letter, which is a highly complex form of writing. It's not even to make a simple mark, which indicates where something belongs. So if you make two marks, that already is sufficient according to Shita of Rabbi Yossi. You don't need to write mamish a letter. Now we have a third opinion in the Mishnah. He's come and tells us, let's say you intend to write the word Shimon. Melechas machsheves. I want to write Shimon. Until now, we're discussing the case where you want to write the letter Aleph. I only want to write the letter Aleph. That's what I want to do. Okay, so the Mishnah Yichayev. For two letters, Yichayev. Very good. Let's say, but that's not my kavod. My kavod is I want to write Shimon. Five letters. Shin, Mem, Ayin, Vav, Nun. I want to write five letters. And then I start writing Shin, Mem. Then I take a break. You know what? Enough. Adkan. Adkan hakofa aleph. No more. I take a break after Shin Mem. My chayiv? It wasn't Melechas Machsheves. My intent was to write Shemoin. I only wrote Shin Mem. So I didn't write the full shame. What's the halacha? Along comes Rabbi Yehuda. This is only the opinion of Yehuda Tzmashma that the Tanakama disagrees. Because the Tanakama did not say the halacha. Rabbi Yehuda, Motzinu, Shem Katan, Mishem Gadol. For example, Shem Mishemoin. Or Umishmuel. I want to write Shemoin. I want to write Shmuel. I only wrote Shin Mem. Or Noyach, Minoch. I wanted to write the word Nachor, Nun Ches Vav Resh, four letters, and after Nun Ches I stopped. Or I wanted to write Daniel, and I only wrote Don. Or I wanted to write Gadiel, and I wrote God Mi Gadiel. So Don Mi Daniel, God Mi Gadiel. So what is halacha? According to the Tzvi of Yehudim, Chayiv. Why am I Chayiv? Because the God is a word. It's a name. Noyach is a name. Don is a name. Shem is a name. But the Mashmoy says, let's say you would want to write Azreka. I will gird you. Pasuk in Yeshaya, word in Yeshaya. And you, after writing Aleph, you stop. So Aleph is not a word. Nowhere do we find in Tanakh Aleph is a word. You may find Gag is a word, Choch, you may find Vav. There are many double letters which are words. But Aleph nowhere is a word. So let's say you want to write the word Azreka. I'm not sure. And you just write Aleph. So according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be Potter, because that's not a shame. B'mokoyim acher. Now the more we reviews the mission in great detail. Bishlama Amin al Chayef. Why so? I do not know. I don't know the answer. Why? I don't know. Bishlama, I know the Mishnah starts on telling us you have to write, the person wants to write two letters. You want to write Bain Bimina Bain Bismolo. So the more we see obvious kash. If you write with your left hand, that's not their ksiva bekach. Bishlama Min il Chai Mishnah their ksiva bekach. Ella smola mai. Ha ain their ksiva bekach. I'm going to be iter yach and a chlami. A person is a lefty. A person is a lefty. Iter yach means you're lefty. Mainly you're with your left hand, the words say, oh, if you're lefty. So then if you're out with your right hand, you should be potter. Vitehev, a small day. Your left hand is but how then can the Mishnah say if you're chayif for the right, you put it for the left? If you're chayif for the left, you put it for the right. So what does it mean to the Mishnah? You're chayif for both. El Abayis, Abayis says you're right. If you're a real righty or a real lefty, only chayiv for one hand. A righty is only chayiv kedarka, right hand. A lefty is only chayiv kedarka, left hand. And when it says the Mishnah right and left, we're dealing with a person who is ambidextrous. B'shaylet b'shtey yadav. If you're equally ambidextrous, what?
Somebody could write
that he's ambidextrous. That's called ambidextrous for the purpose of ksiva. Then you be chayiv for both. If it's your derech, if the person actually he does, he writes two conversations. Right? He listens to that conversation. I'm just recording that conversation. Right? Two conversations about sachas. If that's the person's derech and it's, he can prove that he writes times with his right hand, with then he's chayiv. Even though he bats only righty. Baseball is machbid only to bat righty. But when it comes to ksiva, he does both hands. That's the way he writes. It's kedargoy. If it's kedargoy, memel, of course, that's the case. The Mishnah, you're going to be chayiv both right, both left, because that's your derech, yeah?
Say, I don't know if it's true, but Chazainish, you heard that he used to write one tshuva with his right hand, one tshuva with his left hand, and speak to a third tshuva.
Bevat sachas.
I don't know if it's true, but...
No, they say that.
All right.
Okay, Ilui.
I don't know if it's true.
You can't be a cipher, though. If you write with both hands, then you can't be a cipher. It's Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
If you're left, you can be a cipher lechatchila. According to 99% of the Pesukim. What?
There's one cipher lefty in Flatbush, you know.
Well, you know, cipher, it's accepted that a cipher can be... No, that's so weird. No. I don't know. They say this. Some want to tell you that you know, when you write a cipher, if you ever did safras, it's not like writing with a pen. When you write with a safras, it's you pull.
It's often, yeah.
You pull the ink, and you have to cut the kolmos on an angle. And there are a lot of books that have the strokes of how to write. If you're a lefty, it's a completely different ksiva. The training and the way you cut the kolmos and the way you pull the ink and the way you write the letter is completely different for a lefty than for a righty. Some want to say that want to claim that the sefer or lefties have a nicer ksav because the way it's written, you're writing from right to left, and you're on the left side. There's a certain more control. You're on the right side. You're always getting in the way of the ink. Your hands are always in the way of the ink. What?
Also, artists. Yeah. Lefty. There's a high percentage of artists.
Yeah.
Are lefties? Art comes from that side of the brain. Yeah.
Okay, could be. But in English, when you're writing, it's going from left to right. So if you're a lefty, it's not so because you're getting yourself wet from the ink. Yeah, today the ink's dry in an instant.
What are you, left or right?
But you should be aware there is maybe, I don't know, I don't remember all the pratim, but there is maybe one or two opinions of maybe that a lefty shouldn't be a cipher. Because and if you go with the left, even though you need to, yeah, that's not a way on the left field. That is not accepted lahalacha. Today there are many choshev cipherim who write with their left hand. But if you are ambidextrous, then the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you should not be a cipher because it's very problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Because it has to be written with your right hand. And if you write with your left, I don't know the lumbus, but Mishnah Berurah says if a person is the shoylet b'shtei yadav, you're out of a job. You can't be a cipher. No one's going to buy from you. It's not a whole. But if you're a lefty, no problem. Okay, Vaita. So the Gemara's maskan is from El Abayir b'shoylet b'shtei yadav. Okay, two different you saw this. There's an iter yad, that's a lefty, and then there's a thing called a shoylet b'shtei yadav. And Mimela, he can write both right and left. Rav Yaakov, the son of Bas Yaakov. I think because his father was not Jewish. His father was Megayer later, the whole story, whatever happened between him and the mother. But he's called the son of the daughter of Yaakov. It's very unusual when the Gemara quotes a person who is by the mother's Zichus, doesn't quote his father. Rav Yaakov was the son of the daughter of Yaakov. Omar, he says, Homani, another answer, Rabbi Yosehid, Omar, Lechayv, Shtei, Oisir, Selim, Bishim, Roishem. Ah, Murdig answer. Then why you Chayv, Aksiva? So we learn the Mishnah two opinions. We learn either writing letters, right? You write a letter is a complex form. It's complex. How do you write an Aleph? No, not everyone can write an Aleph, so try to write an Aleph in Savashuris. Go get ask an average guy. Write for me, put him on the spot. I want you to write for me the letter Aleph. Savashuris. Not too many people are going to get it right. Are going to do it the right way. But But it's complex to write a letter. What was the second opinion of the Mishnah Rabbi Yossi? You don't have to write a letter. Make a symbol. Make a check. Make some a mark. Make a mark on a slant. Just a line on a slant. Or make a half of a circle. Or make a circle. So make some type of symbol. A very bare symbol. That's all you need to do in order to be chayef in the melacha the rest of Ksiva. Because Ksiva comes from the Mishkan. They had to organize the krashim. This one goes next to this one. They don't need letters. You make a slanty line like this next to these two krashim. And then you put a different type of line next to another two krashim to show which krashim go next to each other. So, you don't need to write a form. You just make a mark. You can use your left hand to make a line, just like you can use your right hand to make a line. If you're writing a letter that needs precision, you want to write the letter Aleph. Oh, letter Aleph. There are 5 strokes to write the letter Aleph. Not so simple to write the letter Aleph. You need precision. Precision needs the right hand. You want to use the left hand, it'll come out sloppy. But you want to make a mark? A mark? I can make the same mark with my left hand as with my right hand. And Meila, we're dealing with a righty. And the reason why you chayiv with the left hand is because Ksiva does not need precision. Ksiva just needs the bare roishim, a bare mark. And that's why you chayiv. Hamani, we're going to Rabbi Yossi that says, the Gemara says, you can't give me that answer because Rabbi Yossi was first introduced in the second part of the Mishnah, which is Mashma. The first part of the Mishnah, we were dealing with the issue of right and left. We have not yet come to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, that's not a kasha, cool Rabbi Yossi. That's not the derech of the Mishnah. It's many times the Mishnah is. It's one long opinion, and even though when we introduce them later on. And so the whole Mishnah from Beiling Tenis, Rabbi Yossi, Melo, that's why even right and left, because the only version is the Maskana. If someone asks you, Wopsha in the Mishnah, it says left. How can you be chayef for right and left? So we have 2 answers. Either you're like the Rabbanan, you got to write a real letter. But we're dealing with Hocha b'mayaskinon shaylait b'shtei yadav. Second answer, the Mish is going like Rabbi Yossi. You only need to make a roshim. You don't need a letter. You don't need a roshim. A roshim. So you can use the left hand the same way you can use the right hand. Right. I'm going to be the Matsinu. Along comes.
Why does it just say Moshe Kaisi?
It's, okay, I hear. I don't know. I it's a good kasha. You have to. I don't know the answer. You have to be ma'ayin. It's a good kasha. You're right. It's a good point. I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda. There are a lot of these. This daf. These daf are very, very shver daf. A ton of lumbus. Every you can mamish muchesuch on every single one gemara here. Rabbi Yehuda. Matzino. We find a concept that you don't have to mam. He comes a new yisoid. The third time of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda. You don't need to write the whole shemayin. Shame is enough. Rabbi Yehuda. If you write to Oisiyos, Shvehin Shnei Shemois, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Matzinu, period. That's a quote from the Mishnah. And the more next, a Diak. Ella, it's Mashma from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Oisiyos, Vehein Shnei Shemois, Hud Machayef. The only time you mechayiv is when you write 2 oisiyos, and there are 2 different oisiyos. Because look at all the examples. The Mishnah gave many examples.
So Rabbi Yehuda would be against Rabbi Yossi, who would say the shame is shame.
Seemingly yes. Yes, seemingly you have to have letters. Yes,
okay,
seemingly
you have to have
mamish letters. And then Rabbi Yossi is roishan. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say you have to have mamish letters. Not only do you need letters. Let's say you have kavana to write shemoin and you stop short. So what was the example? They give numerous examples. The common denominator of all the examples is that the 2 letters you write are 2 different letters. Shin mem nun ches noyach gimel dalit. But what would be if you'd write 2 letters that are exactly the same. Azreka. So Ella Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Oisiyos Vehin Shnei Shemos Hudu Mechayev. But it's Mashma Shtei Oisiyos Vehin Shnei Mechayev. It's the same letter. Loi Mechayev. Oh, but I'll show you a brisa where Rabbi Yehuda explicitly says, even if you write Azreka, 2 letters that are exactly the same, you can be chayev. It's a long brisa, and the brisa presents many different halachos. So I go slow. Tanya, here's the pasuk. The more make darsh is the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, the osa achas mehena. This pasuk is referring to a person. general halach karbanos, where a person does an aver, he does the Torah lists all of the arayos, all of the various noshim which one may not have anything to do with, and if he and he can and all the nichrasa, if he does an aver, he's nichshal, he's chayav karis, if he does a b'shug, he's chayav karban chatas, and then it's the osa and the pras of enumerating all of the different possible chayav kreisos. It says the osa achas mehena, if you have committed an aver, one of mehena of these long list, 36 chayve kresos, one of these. So the Gemara makes a drasha. We're going to see on the next staff the drasha in much more detail. But the Gemara right now just outlines the drasha. This achas yochel. It says achas one. Yochel, I would think actually kol Hashem. I would think that you're not going to be chayve until you write the entire. If you want to write Shimon, you must write the entire name Shimon. V'actually yore kol habegin. Remember the case we discussed. I have a begin. There are 1,000 stitches and it must be done. Or v'yachshiyatz kol hanaf, make a basket. The basket also you have to weave. When you make a basket, you have to weave the branches over the entire basket. I would think if you want to make a basket, you're not going to be chayv until you make the whole basket. Tamulay mar neyachas. There's a mem, and the mem is a miut, not the entire thing, even part. You give it something chameyachas. Oh, yimeyachas yochlafilu loykos elo ois achas. Even one letter. I want to write Shimon, and I just wrote the Shin. I make a basket. A bias means one branch. I just lay out one branch and I connect one vertical branch, connect it with one horizontal branch, without doing really four. You only need to do two. Two horizontal, two vertical. I just lay out an outline, one vertical, one horizontal. That's called one bias. Tamaloymar. No, it says in the part. It says on the other end. It says achas. Tamalim achas. It says achas. There's a mem and there's a hey. Hakeitzad. In chayvat sheyichtov shem must be significant. It must be b'mokoyim acher. It's an achas. Some people they write shem. Some people they write noyach. Some write God. Some write. So they write it's significant. Tamalim achas. Hakeitzad. In chayvat sheyichtov shem katan mishem God. For example, shem mishimoyim or umishmuel or noyach minochar or don midoniel or God migadiel. Okay. Now who says this? That's the Tanakhama. But wait a minute. Isn't that what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah? So the Tanakhama is really plagiarizing Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
But here we have Rabbi Yehuda himself. Now along comes Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, man, no. You don't need to do that. You don't need to be the to write two different letters. You can write the same letter. Roar, gag, choch. In other words, you have to find words. I don't have a word. Like you have Sheish Batzar and Daniel, right? Sheish Batzar and Sefer Ezra. Who is Sheish Batzar? He was Daniel. One of the names for Daniel. Sheish Batzar. So you want to write Sheish Batzar?
She could have had an Afrikaani name also. Something.
Anachnami. So you find. But if you want to write a name, and there are two letters. So therefore, even though you have the same exact two letters, but being that these two letters are a word, Sheish is linen, right? Taste means to give. Roar means the roar means to flow. Gag is with chok means a hook. Different. So these are words. But the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda here is it's the same exact letter. So before we go further, what's the kasha? Right away, we have to recognize where we're going. We have a stira in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, you have to write two different letters, and here it's the same letter. Rabbi Yossi. Now we go vayt. Okay, we'll get back to the kasha. But right now, the Gemara wants to present the entire brisa. And we have to remember everything within the breast, because the Gemara is then, after we finish asking and answering the kasha, the Gemara is going to go back and review all of the nice little details in this braisa. Now we have a third member in the braisa, Rabbi Yossi. V'chim Yishom Koizu M'chai, Rabbi Yossi, this is the same Rabbi Yossi that we learned in our Mishnah, he's the Zalbazach. V'chim Yishom Koizu M'chai, 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 V'chim Yishom Koizu M' just write a letter. Sorat srit achas. If you go and you etch one scratch, even a scratch, if that scratch is an indication of that these two match together, sorat srit achas al shnei nisarim, or shtei sritos al nisar echad, two different scratch on one neser, chayiv. We don't need to write a complex form, a complex letter. It is sufficient even to make a mark. A mark is also good enough, and the nafka mina is, once dealing with a mark, you don't need to use your right hand. You no longer need precision. You can even use your left hand. Okay, now we come to a new person. We never heard of him before. Rabbi Shimon, he's a new guy. He's someone new to us. Rabbi Shimon, I met a braisa. He talks about this thing called achas vehena. And what does he say? Rabbi Shimon Omer, it says yos achas. Oh, achas. Yochel, I would think at sheyichtoy ves kol Hashem v'ad sheyeorig es kol abeged v'ad sheyeose asheyase es kol hanofin tay bask. Tamal ma meyachas. In meyachas yochel afil lo kos ve lo isachas. Afil lo yorag ve lo chodecha. Afil lo yose lo baisach. Tamal ma achas. Okay, tzad. Ein echay v'ad sheyase melocha shekiyoyitz ba miskayemes. Okay. Now the Gemara has yet to explain. So what did Rabbi Shimon add that the Tanakama did not tell us already? We have four opinions: Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. And Lechayra, Rabbi Shimon is a parrot. He's parroting exactly what the Tanakama says. That the Gemara is going to deal with it later on. But that's not our focus of discussion. Our focus is Stira, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Omer. Before you even go vayde, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Before we even go weiter, we go back nochmal to Rabbi Yossi. We go to Rabbi Yossi a second round. Rabbi Yossi, okay, Rabbi Yossi was really the third person in the Braisa. But Rabbi Yossi is coming for a second portion, for doubles. And he's telling us another halacha. What does he say? Rabbi Yossi, v'osa achas, v'osa heina. He focuses on this pasuk. Once you mention that pasuk, let me tell you what I have to say about this pasuk. It says, v'osa achas, neheina. This is the pasuk that says, v'chayve kreis. All the various arayos, you've done one of many. You already darshan. You've darshan achas meachas. So once you want to mention the pasuk, let me tell you what I have to say about the pasuk. It says achas yachas yachas heina. So we make an adrasha. The Gemara is going to review it in more detail. Pa'amim shechayif achas al kulan. Sometimes you can do multiple averos and you only chayif one karmen chatas. Or pa'amim shechayif al kolachas yachas. He chayif every single detail. Okay, the Gemara is going to review that. So let's not worry, we'll come back to every single part of the brisa. So basically, sach hakol, there are five parts to this brisa: Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Nochamol. Rabbi Yossi comes back for a second portion. Ketanimios. Now, how is Nageos? The only thing that we want to focus on is the steer of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda over here, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says has to be shtei shemos, and here it says afilu shemachas. Lo koshia, there is no difficulty. In one place, he's expressing his private personal opinion, and the other place, he's telling us what his Rebbe said. Titanya, Rabbi Yehuda mer mishum rabban Gamliel. Ah, the Rebbe, Murray the Rabbi. Afil lekosav ella beis oisios vehein shein echad chayv goin sheish teis ror gag choch. Oh, so we're in business. So Mamela, we know that the Braisa is really not Rabbi Yehuda. It's really Rabban Gamliel. And our Mishnah, his personal opinion is half of two different letters. Okay, very good, we're finished. Now the Gemara is very good, you finished answering your kash, but in the meantime, you've opened up a whole discussion. We brought down the Braisa, and the Braisa has five parts. No, let's discuss the Braisa. Let's analyze the Braisa. The Braisa, there appears to be repetition. Rabbi Shimon says, cannot mila b'mila what the Tanakhama says. So Rabbi Shimon had a Tanakhama, the Zal Bazach, v'chi tema, maybe you'll tell me, Aleph, the Azreka Ika Benayu. The difference is, goof, exactly, Rabbi Gamliel. No one words the Tanakhama, Savar, Aleph, the Azreka Lemachav, you have to take a right, shame, Mishimon. Don't Midonil, Noach Minochar. And Rabbi Shimon Sovar, since he does not give examples, he just says Achas Neachas. Rabbi Shimon Sovar came to Isa, he says, no, it's okay, you can write Aleph of Y, Kevon Disa Big Liture Ba'oma in Kemeis. Cain, the Canaeus, ancient times, you go to a specialist, they would write a Mekubal, would write for you a Canaea, would ward off a Ruach Ra, and they would write Aleph, Aleph, all these different Zachin. Kevan, the Isa, the Glutre, Ba'oma, Chayef, Salamemer, so that means, the first of that, what does that mean? This verse is a shortcut here, because you go and tell me that's what Rabbi Shimon says, then the Gemara really would have this another kasha that Rabbi Shimon is saying exactly the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. Right? He's saying the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda then. What was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara didn't get up to that point. But the Gemara's kasha, Rabbi Shimon Hainu Tanakama. Right? Because they both say Shem Yishimon. Oh, the difference is Tanakama says Shem Yishimon, and Rabbi Shimon says Aleph Aleph Me'azreka. Oh, who says Aleph Aleph Me'azreka? Well, I take that back. What did Rabbi Gamliel say? What did Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Gamliel say? He said Sheish. Pace, roar, gag, choch. Look what's going on here. And now the Gemara is suggesting we have a nafkamina. Who's a nafkamina? Who's going to be the next opinion? Rabbi Shimon. And what did Shimon say? Aleph, Aleph. Getting three madregos. It's beautiful. Three madregos. Tanakhama says two letters. But the two different letters, and the two different letters must form a name or a word, b'mokoy ma'acher. Shame, noyach, God. What then? Then we come to the second opinion. The second opinion is going to be Rabbi Yehuda b'shem, Rabbi Gamliel. Two letters can be exactly the same, but the two letters are exactly the same must be a word. The word taste is a word, to give. Roar, to flow. Gag, a roof. It's two letters, they're exactly the same. That's a leniency. I'm not as machmir as a Tanakhama. Tanakhama wants two different letters. I'm allowing you to write two letters that are exactly the same. But, a big but, it must be a word. A gag, it must be a word. Then we have the third opinion, which we're suggesting now in the Havamina, Rabbi Shimon. Not only do I let you write two letters that are the same, even if the two letters that are the same are not a word. Aleph Aleph is not a word. Oh, so why am I chayif? Because even though it's not a word, it appears in very rare instances in Kineos. So three different madregos in what you need to be chayif. You have to set out to write the chiddushes. I'm setting out to write a word. Everyone agrees, by the way, if you want to write two letters, Aleph Aleph. If that's what you want to do, I want to write Aleph Aleph, less man the public, chayif. Toosius, if you write Toosius, Yechayev. That's Poshut. The Shaila is, it's not where it's not Melechus Mashavis. Why is not Melechus Mashavis? I don't want to write Aleph Aleph. I want to write Azreka. I want to write Shimon. I want to write Daniel. I want to write Gadiel. And now I only write two letters. Oh, you only wrote two letters. Not Melechus Mashavis. Can we get you? Well, if we find that this is significant, Mokim Acher will get you for the Melech of the Rise of Ksiva. So what is significant Mokim Acher? So at this point, the Mother Gemara has three madregos. Tanakama, Shein, Mishimon. Rabbi Yehuda, Shein, is Rabbi Gamliel, even if it's two of the same letters, but it must be a word, like Gag. Now we have Rabbi Shimon that says, even if it's not a word, Aleph Aleph, as long as an Aleph Aleph appears in a Kamea. Okay, so the Gemara wants to suggest, but the Gemara doesn't like this, because this talk what he means, we got a big problem. Then it's going to be, it comes out that it's going to be Mekel. But Rabbi Shimon is going to be more. It's going to be more. Alpha the Azrach, Rabbi Shimon Sava came in the Vachi Tema, Alpha the Azrach, Ibn Night, and Kam Sava, Alpha the Azrach, Loy Machayev, Rabbi Shimon Sava came in the East, Bigiliture, Baoma, Chayev, Lememra, Rabbi Shimon Lachumra, he's more Machmir, no way. Rabbi Shimon is always coming to be more Megil than the Tanakam and the Rabbanon. The Yotanya, I'll prove it to you, Akadeach Kolosh, when it comes, the person makes a small hole. You make a hole, and the hole does not go through and through. It's not like the Luchas. It's not in the Vuv Luchas. It doesn't make it all the way to the other end. Chayif, according to Tanakama, Tanakama is machmir, even though it's not complete. Hamigorer, if you scrape a kulmis, so you scrape something, which you have to really scrape, like you only scrape a small amount, kol shuhuch yechayiv. Hamabed, if you want to tan hides, and you only tan a small amount, kol shuhuch yechayiv. Hatsar beklit suv, you go and you etch a design into a utensil, the smallest, and kol shuhuch yechayiv. You didn't do the full amount. Rabbi Shimon is nekel. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad she yikadech es kuloi, ad she yigor es kuloi, ad she abed es kuloi, ad she yotzer kuloi. So what do we learn from here? Rabbi Shimon is makel. So the same way he's makel when it comes to these malachas, l'chari is makel when it comes to ksiv as well. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's not that it's not with el Rabbi Shimon ha'osel yashminen ad she yichtoiv es Hashem kuloi. Rabbi Shimon holds, if you want to write Shimon, you potter until you write Shimon. Mara says he can't say that. Umi motz amar tachi, but he doesn't say that. V'yotanya, Rabbi Shimon says, V'yotz achas, yochalat shikhti v'es Hashem, kula tamulaman me'achas. You don't need to write the entire thing. So here comes the Gemara's chiddush, very beautiful chiddush. Tiritzei mahachi, yochalat shikhti v'es ha'posik kulai. I wanted to write the entire pasuk. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar, and I only ended up writing Vayidaber chayiv. Why am I chayiv? I wrote a whole word. Oh, a whole word. Wow, that's serious business. But if I wanted to write Shemoin, and I only wrote Shem, potter. So now we have really a fourth madrega. I told you Shemoin, Shemoin. Then you have Gag. And then you have the case of Alf Alf Ezreka, and going in the other direction, I want to write a whole pasuk, and I only wrote one word. So that's the Gemara's maskana, the nafkin meaning between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon holds you have to, if you want, that the only time you're going to be, the only time you have a hechatim, so you're going to be chayiv for doing less than you originally intended to do, is you wrote a word from an entire pasuk. But Tanakama say you have to at least write at least two letters. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, now we go to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, now we reviewed Nachum Old Mishnah in Braisa. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Achas Yosehina. Pamim Shechayiv Achas Al Kulon. What does he come to when he comes around for second portion in the Braisa? Sometimes you can do multiple malachas in the Chayiv one, and sometimes you can Chayiv for every single one. What is he referring to? So we've done this many times. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Achas Yosehina. Pamim Shechayiv Achas Al Kulon. Pamim Shechayiv Al Kulach Yachas. He takes this pasuk, the asa achas mehena, and he makes four drashas. Because the truth is, there's no need for the pasuk to say the asa achas mehena, the asa. Period. You don't need it to say achas, and you don't need to say hena. And if you want to say, so just say the asa achas hena. Why do you have to say meyachas and mehena? So the word achas is extra, the word hena is extra, the mem of meyachas is extra, and the mem of mehena is extra. This is going to field day. It allows us to make four drashas. My tenuyosi achas meyachas hena mehena. Achas shehena mehena sheyachas. Say four drashas. We have the acha, the mem of meachas, the mem of mehena, and the word achas and the word hena are also extra. So we can make a drasha, acha shehena, hena sheachas. We're going to make four drashas. Acha shehena, hena shehena sheachas. Achas, one drasha at a time. Achas is shemoin, meachas shem is shemoin. So the first drasha is the mem. The mem of Me'achas teaches us Shem Mishemoin. Right? That's Rabbi Yosef. That is Rabbi Yosef's opinion. He follows who? He follows Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Next. Heina. What is Heina? Ovois. The mem teaches us Toladois. On Shabbos, not only are you chayif for doing a molocha that's in the Mishkan, Anything which is exactly the way it was in the Mishkan, anything that resembles what was done in the Mishkan is also a toilada of what's in the Mishkan. That all comes from the magic Nem. The Nem of Nehena tells us you don't have to be so precise to do exactly what was done in the Mishkan. Even if you do a malacha that's similar to what was in the Mishkan, you're going to be chayv midin toilada. Nehena toiladas. Now what about the two drashas? Achash heina heina achas. Achashi heina. This we know, we learned this so many times. Zoda in Shabbos. I know today is Shabbos, but shigas malachas. I didn't know you're not allowed to write. I didn't know you're allowed to cook. I didn't know you're not allowed to make a fire. I didn't know you're not allowed to dig. So I know today is Shabbos. So you chayif for every single malacha. Achas shehihena. Achas shehihena zoda in Shabbos. I know it's Shabbos, it's Shigas Melachos. I was Mechalel one Shabbos, it's Achas, and then I'm Mechayiv multiple Kurbanos, because I'm ignorant with regard to the Melachos. Hey, no, she Achas, I did multiple Averos, but I'm only Chayiv one Kurban Chatos. That Shigas Shabbos, I don't know today is Shabbos. The Zodim Melachos, I don't know today is Shabbos, but I know that these Melachos are forbidden, so I'm going to be Chayiv. I'm going to become only once. Even though I've done Heina, I've done many Averos, I'm only Chayiv Achas, because I did not know that today is Shabbos. Okay, so that concludes this Gemara, beautiful Gemara. I have a Braisa, very powerful, a lot of you saw this. Five different parts to the Braisa. Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, which we know is Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Nachmal Rabbi Yossi. And what's the bottom line? Rabbi Shimon Tanakama says a Yesoid, it has to be, if you want to write Shimon, you only write part of it, it's got to be Shem Yishimon, two different letters. We have Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem is Rabbi Gamliel. It says you can write two letters. I'm being machmir. Even if two letters are exactly the same, but it must be a word. It must be a word, and that's not like what Rabbi Yehuda himself said in the Mishnah. Then we have Rabbi Yosi, Roy Shem. You don't got to do nothing. Just do a Rishima. Then Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, I'm not so machmir. I'm very lenient. If you want to do part of what you really intend to do, it's got to be a complete word from the larger pasuk. And then we had Rabbi Yosi. Nachamal, he just taught us the basic Yisodos. Achashihena, there are four drashas. There's an extra mem from Me'achas, extra mem from Mehena, and the whole word Achas is also extra. The whole word Hena is also extra, which allows us four drashas. What are the four drashas? The Achas Me'achas is Shem Yishimon, like Tanakama. Hena Mehena is Tolodos. There's something called Tolodos. Achashihena is Shinachas. I forgot it's Shabbos, so I know it's Shabbos. Got the Melachas. New Gemara. Next Gemara. You don't want to see Shem Kadim Shem Gadol. Shem Yishimon. Now the Gemara is the obvious Kasha. I'm sure you all wondering this Kasha. You want to write Shimon. This is a very serious thing. I want to write Shimon. What do you write instead? I wrote Shem. But wait, write Shimon. This is an opening nem. How do you write the nem? Shimon. It's an open nem. When you write Shem, it's a nem seifis. It's an en nem. Different nems. It's not the same nem. How can you be chayit? I wrote a shin nem, open nem. It's not the en. Nidami, nem de Shem sosum, nem de Shimon pasuach. I'm a chis, Zeus Ameris. From here we learn, sosum v'yasso pasuach kosher. It's no big deal. It's all the same. And Alamayin afkamina, the Gemara don't go away with this, not the halacha, but the Gemara in the Haminah says, it doesn't make a difference. So you wrote the wrong mem. In a Sefer Torah, it's no big deal, it's okay. If a Sefer wrote the wrong mem, in the wrong part, it doesn't make a difference. And that's why when it comes to laws of Shabbos, and you wanted to write Shimon, you wrote only Shim mem, even though it's an open mem, it's not an en mem, it's okay. Yechai, because it's in Hilchas Safos, it's kosher, at least in the Gemara's Haminah. The Gemara's going to reject this, of course, it's not the halacha, but well, stop here.